Virtual reality simulations are changing how people train to enter a growing number of interactive professions. The University of Maine's the latest educational institution to start using this approach to get teachers in training ready for their jobs. Teaching's typically been one of those learn-on-the-job, trial-by-fire kind of professions. And as Jay Field reports, the question is whether virtual teaching will give students a leg up when they finally set foot in a real classroom.
Megan Connolly enters a second-floor classroom at UMaine Orno and walks up to an 80-inch high-definition TV screen. Susan Gardner, interim dean of the College of Education, gives the teacher in training her instructions.
What you're working with is a middle school classroom, and you're a recent college graduate. You have never taught a group of adolescents. Your objective is to establish rapport and rules.
Hello, Audrey here at Server 2.
Audrey is a real human being. She works at a San Francisco startup called Mersion, where she runs virtual training sessions for teachers.
Just to double check, we're using middle school behavior level low today. Is that correct?
Correct.
A class of five middle school avatars pops up on the screen.
Good morning, class.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Actually, I'm a little bit hungry. How are you?
Sean, who has red hair, is awkward. Connolly asks the students what their favorite animals are. CJ, a girl, sits in the back row.
I like animals.
Okay, anything else you'd like to share?
I have a super cute boyfriend.
CJ has been texting with her friends the entire class.
I saw, CJ, you had your phone out. I just want to say that we're not going to have phones in school.
What if I have to talk to my mom?
No, we're not talking to your mom during school. And if you have anything really desperate and you need to say something to her, you can excuse yourself to the office.
After laying down some rules, Connolly moves on to a brief discussion of Romeo and Juliet. This scenario, setting expectations for classroom behavior, is one of many that can be created with Teach Live. The virtual simulation program was created at the University of Central Florida, initially to assist career changers interested in becoming science and math teachers. More than 70 colleges and universities, including UMaine, are now using Teach Live to help train their teacher candidates.
We have literally hundreds of them.
UMaine's Susan Gardner says it can be tough to find opportunities for all these teachers in waiting to train inside schools at the same time.
So this is an opportunity before they even go out into the field to try on some of the different theories, some of the practices we've talked about.
A real person, in this case Audrey in San Francisco, actually monitors each virtual session. The program can be tweaked to replicate the far more disruptive behavior that routinely takes place in classrooms across the country. But teaching a classroom of avatars simply isn't the same thing as stepping before groups of living, breathing teenagers and all of their attendant emotions and issues. Still, Megan Connolly, the teacher candidate who tested the program for us, says she wishes it had been available when she was an undergraduate.
We start getting in the classroom end of sophomore, junior year, but I think that this is going to be great for our first years because they really get a chance to see this is what teaching feels like, even if it's not the same, if it's not real kids. It's a great replica of what a real adolescent classroom looks like.
The technology is also being used to train teachers who are already well established in the profession. A 3-year research project on Teach Live is being funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The first year of study found that teachers who did 4 10-minute sessions in a simulated classroom went on to outperform their colleagues on a variety of classroom measures. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.